Well, the Chinese government says they've maintained normal communication with Japan, this in spite of the territorial disputes in the East China Sea. The Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Le made the remarks during the visit of the former Japanese Prime Minister Tomichi Murayama. Hong Le said exchanges between China and Japan can promote solutions and boost development. Murayama's China trip follows previous visits here this month by Natsuo Yamaguchi, the leader of a junior party in Japan's ruling coalition, as well as the former Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has suggested that the two countries need to rebuild the mutually beneficial partnership and to hold a summit or high-level talks. However, Japan's education minister said Abe's government will review statements by its predecessors about wartime history, including a landmark 1995 apology and textbook screening guidelines. The foreign ministry spokesman Hong Le called on Japan to face the history responsibility.
The problems of history are extremely important when it comes to Japan's developing of relations with neighboring countries in Asia. Japan should have a responsible attitude when it comes to the problems of history and respect the feelings of the people of Asia. We hope that Japan can take history as a mirror and pursue a path of a peaceful development.
The Japanese government has also decided to establish a special force to enhance maritime surveillance capability in the waters of the disputed islands with China. The force is expected to be made up of 12 patrol vessels and 600 personnel and will be set up by 2015. Tensions between the two countries flared up last year after Japan unilaterally nationalized the Diaoyu Islands last September, despite China's strong opposition.